So, from the 35th chapter of Isaiah, the desert and the dry land will be glad. The wilderness will rejoice and blossom like the crocus. Strengthen the weak hands and support the unsteady knees. Say to those who are panicking, be strong. Don't fear. Here's your God coming with recompense and redemption, with divine justice and restoration. God will come to save you. Then the eyes of the blind will be opened, and the ears of the deaf will be cleared. Then the lame will leap like the deer, and the tongue of the speechless will sing. Waters will spring up in the desert, and streams in the wilderness. The burning sand will become a pool, and the thirsty ground fountains of water. A highway will be there. It will be called the Holy Way. The unclean won't travel on it, but it will be for those walking in the ways of the holy. Even fools won't get lost on it. No lion will be there, and no predator will go up on it. None of these will be there. Only the redeemed, those being made whole, will walk on it. The Lord's ransomed ones will return and enter Zion with singing, with everlasting joy upon their heads. Happiness and joy will overwhelm them. Grief and groaning will flee away. And from the 11th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus has been teaching his 12 disciples, and then he has gone on, it says, there to teach and preach in their cities. He's gone to their hometowns. Now, when John heard in prison, John the Baptizer, who had baptized Jesus, about the things the Christ, the Messiah, the human one, was doing, John sent word by his disciples to Jesus asking, are you the one who is to come? Or should we look for another? Jesus responded, go and report to John what you hear and see. Those who are blind are able to see. Those who are crippled are walking. People with skin diseases are cleansed. Those who were deaf now hear. Those who were dead are raised up. The poor have good news proclaimed to them. Happy are those who don't stumble and fall because of me. For the word of God in Scripture, for the word of God among us, for the word of God within us, thanks be to God. In the ancient traditions of Advent, today is Gaudete Sunday, Gaudete, a Latin word that means rejoice. This is the Sunday of rejoicing. Rejoicing even when we see so many shadows of sadness and grief in our world. We light the candle of joy in the face of sadness and grief. Not because we are denying these things, but because we know a bigger story. We know this story because of the testimonies of our ancestors in faith, like Prophet Isaiah, because of the life and love of our pioneer and perfecter of faith, Jesus of Nazareth. Isaiah and Jesus knew the bigger, resilient story of the Holy One's presence and work in the world. Now, with his people, Isaiah was facing a world going up in flames as the Babylonians attacked and conquered neighboring countries, threatened Israel, and eventually conquered it as well. The chapter preceding this joyful one that we just read together is dire, full of doom. It reminds me of what we hear from our climate change activists, dire and about change now. And it is good that we hear from them. May we listen and act accordingly. It reminds me of what we hear and see from Ukraine and from other war-ravaged nations in our world. There's almost too many to name. The devastations that we human beings wreak upon one another. May we listen and see these things and respond accordingly with a compassion. And I am also reminded this morning of the first stanza of the poem that is the centerpiece of our Advent devotional for this week, this third week. It is Maya Angelou's poem, Just Like Job. The first stanza goes like this. My Lord, long have I cried out to thee in the heat of the sun, the cool of the moon. My screams searched the heavens for thee. My God, when my blanket was nothing but dew, rags and bones were all I owned, I chanted your name just like Job. In the face of all this grief and sadness and destruction, hearing the promises of God from those prophets such as Isaiah is a stronghold and a refuge. Be strong, says the prophet. Don't fear. Here's your God coming with redemption, with wholeness. Healing will happen. The blind will see, the lame walk, the earth will be healed with streams of living water, and the deserts will bloom. And remember, there is a highway called the Holy Way to walk towards healing, a way to walk in healing. Even fools will see the way. That's my favorite part. Even fools will see the way. Happiness and joy will overwhelm, grief and groaning will flee away. We also take heart from Jesus' words in Matthew that echo the ancient prophets. John the Baptizer sends him a probing question about from the very depths and the misery of a prison cell. John says, are you really the one sent from God? And Jesus says to John's disciples, who are the messenger of these questions, go, report to John what you hear and see. Not report to John who you think I might be, but report what you see happening in the world. Those who were blind are able to see. Those who were crippled are walking. People with skin diseases are cleansed. Those who were deaf now hear. Those who were dead are raised up, and the poor are receiving good news. Trust what you see and hear. Happy are those, says Jesus, who do not stumble because they second guess what they are seeing and hearing. They trust. Jesus reminds John that dire times have always been with God's people, from the time of Isaiah and behind. God's kingdom, though, is now. God brings a resilient cycle of redemption and renewal. God's kingdom is coming as come and will always continue coming. There is joy even in the midst of dire times. Look for it. Recognize it. Rejoice. God's work in the world is full of joy, and it is resilient. The Merriam-Webster Dictionary tells us that resilience is the ability to become strong, healthy, or successful again after something bad happens. The ability of something to return to its original shape after it has been pulled and stretched and bent out of shape. An ability to recover from or adjust to misfortune and change. That's what the dictionary says about resilience. Justice activist Rena Fadel speaks about resilience like this. The way water knows how to flow and not force itself around a river rock. Then, she says, I can surely stretch myself in the shape my own path is asking of me. These reflections, these definitions of resilience spark in me a kind of quiet, confident joy as I consider them with the words of Isaiah and Jesus. When bad things happen, when life goes awry, when we are faced with sadness and grief, we push back, don't we? We push back and we say, no. No, life, you're not doing this to me. How can I escape? How can I make this go away? I must resist. We hurt. We are angry. These are normal reactions to abnormal situations. At these times, we must acknowledge the sadness and grief before we can move further. And in the pain, the Holy One invites us to sit listening for God's Spirit. Waiting is never easy, but neither is resisting and refusing to listen. We wait for God as we are waiting in this dark time of year for longer days to return. I have found that in the waiting and the listening, something new inevitably, eventually begins to happen. Something new comes slowly but surely. Living water bubbles up from the dry places of my soul. I learn to see again, to walk again in confidence with God. To find that highway in the desert that even fools cannot miss. And my heart then can begin again to organize itself around joy. The pain might still be there, but it is now living alongside new life and new growth. When we stay in resistance to pain, my friends, we get stuck in a soul-sucking quagmire. When we stop struggling against it, feel it, acknowledge it, listen quietly to it and to Spirit, then we can see and hear that the desert blooms again. There is new life even in the face of death, and joy comes in the morning. Our soul can flow in and around the pain like water over river rocks. We can stretch ourselves with God's love and compassion into the shape that our paths are asking us to take. Joy comes. Not an easy happiness that depends on circumstances, but joy that runs deep at the soul's level. Maya Angelou knows this cycle of resilience. Quoting her poem again, she sings with the psalmist of old, "O Lord, come to me, your child. O Lord, forget me not. You said to lean on your arm, and I'm leaning. You said to trust in your love, and I'm trusting. You said to call on your name, and I'm calling. I'm stepping out on your word. You said you'd be my protection. I'm stepping out on your word. Joy, joy, your word, joy, joy, the wonderful word of the Son of God. Joy coexists with sorrow," writes the late priest and teacher and soul work author Henry Nouwen. "Joy coexists with sorrow because it is the experience of knowing that you are unconditionally loved and that nothing, sickness, failure, emotional distress, oppression, war, or even death can take away that love." I don't know about you, but I rejoice in hearing those words, and sometimes I find them tough to trust. Because the world does not often run on unconditional anything, particularly love. Everything seems to have a price, doesn't it? And yet, my friends, this is the miracle of Christmas, of the miracle love of Christmas. God's unconditional love comes in the baby, the Christ child, God with us in the flesh, in the world. God's love is vulnerable. It draws us, invites us in like we are drawn to babies. It goes in to the powerful message and model of Jesus, who lived God's love even unto death and beyond. So on the path of Advent, we wait and we listen in these darkened times. We wait for the time when we celebrate once again the resilience of God's love made human. We wait for the light to break in through hope and peace, and today now the joy candle. Joy, that deep wellspring of love that fuels the realm of God on earth. Joy that comes in the face of, that coexists with sadness, pain, and grief. Joy is what we can organize our hearts, our minds, our lives around as we make our way in this world, walking holy highways of justice seeking, of kindness, of compassion, to make God's realm visible wherever we might be. With Maya Angelou, let us cry out to the Holy One this Advent, saying, "I'm stepping out on your word. Joy, joy, I'm stepping out on your word into the hot alleys, into the byways, into the streets and the roads and the highways, past rumor mongers and midnight ramblers, past the liars and the cheaters and the gamblers, on your word, on the wonderful word of the Son of God, I'm stepping out on your word." Friends of God gathered here this morning, here in this place and with us online, let us step out today on God's word. Joy. Amen.